Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
So 7:42 this morning, and if you've just tuned in, welcome into it. We move along to our next feature. As you are aware, you know, several former District 6 residents will be gearing up for a court battle with government. Last month, as you are aware, the state filed papers in response to a High Court ruling ordering it to come up with a detailed land restitution plan. And in the paper, the government basically admits that it hasn't been able to draw up the plan. But furthermore, it now seems like the Minister of Rural Development is also in trouble with the District 6 Working Committee and will be challenged in court. To tell us a bit more this morning, we are joined online by Chairperson of the District 6 Working Committee, Mr. Shahida Jam. Assalamu alaikum. Good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah, Shahida. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you this morning?
I'm good, alhamdulillah.
All right. So come next month, some interesting things going to be happening. Tell us at this moment in time what exactly is going on.
Well, Shabira, you will remember that that government had to submit its plans, its entire conceptual plan and the program to the court on the 26th of February of this year, and that did not happen, unfortunately. And so, therefore, it then renders the Minister of Rural Development, who was responsible for delivering that plan to the court, it renders her in contempt of court, and that is what we would love to hear from her as to why this plan was never delivered and why she has an excuse, a very feeble excuse at that, in that she only wrote a letter to the Department of Human Settlements for assistance. Now, they've had over 20 years to attend to District 6, and they did not. So she cannot, you know, for one, if she's going to use the argument that she's only been in office for a few months, that would be, in fact, an insult to the court, given the fact that they had 20 years to finish District 6.
Have the papers been served to her?
It has been served. I signed it on Friday with my lawyers. I signed by affidavit, so it will accompany the notice of motion, you know, application, where we will summon her to court, and she has to appear in court this time.
Okay. Now, tell me more in terms of, you know, the Department of Rural Development is saying it's going to take some 2 decades before the dreams of District 6 are realized. And I know one of the claimants really has a problem with this, saying that she wants to be alive to see District 6 and live there. So share with us in terms of that.
Of course, if one has regard to the fact that they need more than 11 billion rand to finish the districts, to finish the entire, 42 hectares, it would take them over 20 years, because where do they get the money? In fact, the budget nationally for restitution is only 2 billion, you know, this year. So that is the reason why they say it will take more than 20 years. In fact, if you look at that third phase development for 108 people only, that will only be finished by mid-2020. So where's the other 700 and odd? And that is the injustice, and that is the sort of inequity here. And people must not be fooled. And here I want to caution, please, you know, Shabira, this is not an insult. I want to caution the reference group to stop lying to the people and stop making empty promises that they are building houses for the people. That's not going to happen. How can it happen if you don't have a plan and a program? Government is clearly responsible for that. And the judge was very scathing in his attack on government in his ruling when he said, how could you leave this development in the hands of representatives of claimants, like the reference group, for argument's sake? So that must stop. We would, in fact, encourage the reference group, fuse with the working committee. Let's join one group and let's take on government. They've been there for about 9 years, the reference group. What have they done? They've not put one single family into one single unit in the 9 years that they've been in charge. So that shows you that, you know, that government has shifted its responsibility They gave that to the reference group, and now they are saying...
Mr. Jim, I just want to ask you with regards to that.
Yes.
You are speaking about the reference group, and there are some who message in saying, you know what, the reference group from back in the day has been doing some great work for the people of District 6, and hopefully by tomorrow in the future, we are going to be getting a comment from the reference group. But just state your case with regards to what it, from your side, what is the reference group saying to those claimants?
Well, you know... For one, they don't have regular meetings like we have with the claimants. Now, we must remember that government had promised to house 1,216 people who claimed for restitution between 1995 and 1998. That has not happened. And that number since dwindled to about 932, of which the working committee represents at least 200 of them. And we have taken government... and the minister and the national commission to court in a class suit action. That means on behalf of everybody, not on behalf of 200 people only, even on behalf of the people represented by the reference group. And you will see that we have not cited the reference group in our papers because they are not a legal entity. And therefore, as the judge said, that you know that government should never have left us in the hands of third parties. They should have in fact, been proactively involved, and this is where the minister comes in. She has not satisfied the claims of the people of District 6. So how long will it take then if we don't take charge of this project ourselves? Now, here is a simple solution to the problem. You will remember when there was a case between the city of Cape Town and the people of District 6 way back in 1996 until 1998. That land, that 42 hectares, was already ring-fenced into a special purpose vehicle, which was called the Cape Town Community Land Trust. They took that out of that entity, gave it to the District 6 Beneficiary Trust, and we all know what happened there, you know, with regards to the lack of funding and everything, and then it was handed to the reference group, who has also done nothing. So here is what we are saying, that this piece of land, if we're going to leave it to government alone, to the minister alone, to finish District 6, it will never get finished.
Okay.
We have to take charge of this project with the private sector, and this is the beautiful thing. If we involve the private sector, that means houses will be built very soon, people will come in and invest, because we intend to turn District 6 into a jewel of tourism in South Africa. That is the only way that District 6 will become alive, socially integrated, racial harmony will prevail there, and the people must wake up and smell the coffee. I am so tired of explaining that people must really stand together, and we must really take on government together. If you look at the Local Claims Commission, what have them in the last 5 years? They've only successfully managed to drive a wedge between the community of District 6, meaning that they have created separate groups and they're making up one group against each other, so they must also be investigated. I am tired of speaking to this Local Commission and asking, please, will you speak to the reference group? How many meetings haven't I had with them in the last 5 years?
Okay.
In genuine attempts to fuse the groups, but they will not listen. So the local commission must also pay heed here. We're going to
and
hold
your,
them into court as well.
From
we're
your understanding, Mr. Ajam, from your understanding, what is the reason that the reference group would not want to merge?
I really don't know.
Okay.
They have given me undertakings before in meetings with Michael Wisner, but you know, with...
Okay, let's leave that
you know,
at that,
other guy,
and I want
they,
to
they
ask...
They have given me undertakings that they will fuse with us, and then at the last minute, they
okay.
pull out again. What?
Sure.
We don't know.
Okay, we'll get comment from them tomorrow, but I want to ask, the last time we spoke, we were waiting on a date for the court appearance. We understand it's April. What is the date for the next court appearance?
Well, we are waiting for the judge, for the court to respond to that. As I said, the papers have been served. We know that the Land Claims Court is not busy at all, so we want to get the minister there as quickly as possible, and that means by latest, you know, April, as such, so we can get on. If we get a date, you know, after elections, even better, because nobody's going to make us, you know, they will make us promises again, and this is where the people must really wake up. If we get a date before elections, it means we will just make another promise and people will believe it, and that will be, you know, some sort of electioneering. And if we get a date after elections, that will be even better, because now they have to really come to the table. And really, nobody is going to disregard the court's ruling this time, you know, because the more they disregard the ruling, the more they play it in favor of the people, and the judge will have no problem in granting that land to the people, and so that we can start moving on with our lives.
All right, Mr. Ajam, let's leave it at that for this morning. Time does not permit, but thanks so much for joining us this morning and sharing with us. We appreciate your time.
Shukran, sir.
Only a pleasure. Salaam wa rahmatullah.